Nolte, Biden's and Fauci's calls for segregated Christmas undermine confidence in vaccine. By John Nolte on December 22, 2021. After more than a year of doing everything in his waning power to undermine faith in the Trump vaccine, his fraudulency Joe Biden did it again this week in calling for a segregated Christmas. Naturally, his serial lying toady, Dr. Anthony Fauci, did the same. Right now, if there's an unvaccinated person, I would say, I'm very sorry, but not this time. Maybe another time when this is all over. Fauci answered when asked if unvaccinated family members should be excluded from Christmas gatherings. I know some Americans are wondering if you can safely celebrate the holidays with your family and friends, his fraudulency said on Wednesday. The answer is, yes, you can if you and those you celebrate with are vaccinated. Particularly if you've gotten your booster shot. Sorry to interrupt, but I have a question. Does the vaccine work or not? Listen, either the vaccine works, or it doesn't. And if the vaccine works, there is no rational reason for the vaccinated to fear the unvaccinated. Not to get too didactic, but the whole point of the vaccine is to protect us from the virus. So if I'm protected from the virus with the vaccine, why should I fear the unvaccinated? Or does the vaccine not work? Personally, I don't think there's any question that the Trump vaccine works like gangbusters. I'm triple vaxxed, living a normal life again. And very grateful to the former president for doing what no other politician would have done. Get this vaccine to market in a time frame that can only be described as a miracle. And it's my faith in the vaccine, my gratitude for the vaccine, that has made it so difficult to watch the Biden administration not only undermine the value of the vaccine but continuously botch the rollout of what should be the easiest sell in the world, a free miracle vaccine. But here Biden and Fauci go again. It's just a fact that when you tell the vaccinated not to spend Christmas with the unvaccinated, you are telling us the vaccine doesn't work. Which, by the way, isn't even true. But what else are we supposed to glean when the vaccinated are told to fear the unvaccinated? The truth is this, the science is this, if the vaccinated and unvaccinated gather for Christmas, the unvaccinated people are the only people taking a serious risk. Yes, there's a tiny chance the vaccinated can become seriously ill or even die, but guess what? The vaccinated can also transmit the virus. The vaccine does not eliminate the possibility of catching or transmitting the virus. It only decreases the possibility. The vaccine works like a miracle in its ability to lessen the symptoms and save you from a severe illness, hospitalization, and even death. Having the unvaccinated over for Christmas does not change your vaccination status. You are still vaccinated. Having the unvaccinated over for Christmas probably does not increase your odds of catching the China flu. Your odds stay the same. So why are Biden and Fauci deliberately undermining confidence in the Trump vaccine? Why are they intentionally misleading the American people at the expense of increasing vaccination rates? The answer is obvious. The organized left, Biden, Fauci, elected Democrats, Hollywood, the medical deep state, the media, big tech, etc. look at who is currently vaccinated and who is not vaccinated and are thrilled at the result. It is largely Trump voters who remain unvaccinated, and it is Trump voters who are doing most of the dying. This makes Biden and Fauci very, very happy, and they do not want to change a thing about that fact. You see, the organized left does not want to increase vaccination rates because doing so would save the lives of Trump supporters. So, they lie and lie and lie to make the vaccine seem ineffective, and they undermine and undermine and undermine confidence to keep unvaccinated Trump supporters unvaccinated. Secondly, on top of wanting us dead, the organized left also wants the unvaccinated, who they see and describe as Trump supporters, treated as second-class citizens, as walking diseases. They want them shunned, degraded, dehumanized, and subjugated. Why? Because they hate us and want us to die. If you don't believe me, riddle me this. Why else would Biden and Fauci deliberately undermine confidence in the vaccine? If they wanted to increase vaccination rates, they would be saying about Christmas, the vaccinated have almost nothing to worry about while gathering with vaccinated or the unvaccinated. They are protected. It is the unvaccinated who are taking a risk, and here are the numbers to prove it. Riddle me this. Why else would Biden limit the therapeutic saving lives in the red state of Florida? Why else would Biden require tourists, who primarily visit Democrat-run cities, to get vaccinated while he seeds the rest of the country with unvaccinated illegal aliens? Because I'm familiar with the data, I have complete confidence in the vaccine, and that confidence only grows with each passing day. Therefore, because both my wife and I are triple vaccinated, I believe I have no more to fear from the unvaccinated than I do from the vaccinated. Both can transmit the virus, neither alter in any way how the vaccine protects us. Joe Biden and Anthony Fauci are not only liars, they are monsters desperate to kill and dehumanize us. The good news is that except for your aunt and Uncle Karen, I don't think Americans are falling for it. So Merry Christmas to the vaccinated and unvaccinated alike. And shame on those who use anti-science lies to discriminate, segregate, and spread death against those who dare to not vote for them. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.